WVAS News is introducing you to Black and Gold. Every month you will hear from financial insiders keeping you in the black because, as they say, everything that glitters isn't gold. I'm your host, Melanie Hogan, interviewing Alabama State University professor Emory Kidd.
Today's tip would be IRAs. There are two different types of IRAs. First, let's talk about it. An IRA is an individual retirement account. This account is designed so that you can have supplementary income at retirement. The two different types are traditional and Roth. Roth IRAs you can put after-tax money into, and at retirement, all of the money from your investments you can pull out tax-free. The traditional IRA requires you to put in pre-tax dollars, which is very cool for you because it lowers your taxable income. The best thing about these investments is that you can use up to $10,000 from these investments without taking a 10% tax penalty if you qualify as a first-time home buyer. So today's tip would be IRAs. For more information, you can contact me at ekidd@alasu. That's ekidd@alasu. Go Hornets.
Kidd is a former registered representative and compliance officer in the financial industry. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News. Black and gold, black and gold, black and gold. WVAS is airing Black and Gold. Every month you will hear from financial insiders keeping you in the black because, as they say, everything that glitters isn't gold. I am your host, Melanie Hogan, interviewing Alabama State University professor Emory Kidd.
Today's tip would be understanding the income statement and balance sheet. These two concepts are fundamental for your financial success. An income statement is your income versus your expenses. An easy way to get this set up is to get a sheet of paper, draw a line down the middle, write in on one side and out on the other. Most people have a very easy time writing in the inside. The problem comes in on the expenses. One tip is to spend all of your money off of a debit card. That way you can log on to your account and see exactly what you spent your money on. It may yield some surprising results. The second would be a balance sheet. A balance sheet is a listing of your assets versus liabilities. There are certain things that could be an asset and a liability. An asset is something that brings you money. A liability is something that costs money. A house, for example, can be either. If it is an asset, it's going to make you money. So if you are renting the house out, that's making you money. If it's a liability, that means that you're probably living in the house and there are certain expenses. So make sure that you keep both of these sheets close at hand at all time because it may be the determining factor on you getting a loan or not. My name is Emory Kidd. You can reach me at ekidd@alasu.edu. Go Hornets.
Kidd is a former registered representative and compliance officer in the financial industry. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News. Black and gold, black and gold. WVAS is airing Black and Gold. Every month you will hear from financial insiders keeping you in the black. Because as they say, everything that glitters isn't gold. I'm your host, Melanie Hogan, interviewing Alabama State University professor Emory Kidd.
Today we're going to talk about how to buy a house. The first step is called pre-qualification. This is basically securing a loan from the bank, aka a mortgage. So a mortgage is basically you paying the loan back. The loan amount would be the principal with interest. Your interest rate is determined by your amount of debt every month and that ratio to what you have coming in. So all of your bills should be less than about 36% of your monthly income. That's in order to get a good rate. There are four types of mortgages we're going to talk about. The first one is an FHA. It usually only requires about a 3.5% down payment, and your credit doesn't have to be all that awesome. The second is a conventional mortgage, which requires a 10% down payment of the purchasing price, and your credit has to be great, but it gives you a very preferential rate. There's a VA loan that is for veterans, but it's a zero payment down payment. And the fourth one I like to talk about is a adjustable rate mortgage. That's an ARM. It usually starts off very low, but it can go very high. So know this information. Take a little time to check it out. This is Emory Kidd from the Communications Department at Alabama State University. Go Hornets.
Kidd is a former registered representative and compliance officer in the financial industry. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.